The chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Mike Tate, said this week that voters don't care about the John Doe allegations involving Governor Walker, alleging that he violated campaign financing laws. But he says what they do care about is jobs and who will do a better job creating jobs. Do you agree with that? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, June 26th. Meanwhile, this week, the Democratic Party also released a web video that slams Governor Walker on his job creation record and the criminal scheme allegations from those newly released John Doe documents. Governor Walker's campaign also put out an ad slamming Mary Burke for her record as Governor Doyle's Commerce Secretary. We are on the campaign trail this hour talking about John Doe and jobs, and we are welcoming your questions and reactions for our two guests, one a Democrat, one a Republican. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome our first guest. We did reach out to Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate to see if he could join us to talk with us about these issues during this half hour, but he could not, and he recommended that we try State Senator John Erpenbach. So we did, and Senator Erpenbach could join us. John Erpenbach is a Democratic State Senator from Middleton. Good morning.
Hi, Joy.
Good to have you with us. So what do you agree with Mike Tate and his comments on Monday that voters really don't care that much about Governor Walker's so-called criminal scheme?
I agree with him to a point. People are obviously still very concerned about the economy and job growth here in Wisconsin. We are lagging beyond belief here. We're in the Midwest. We're 10 out of 10 states in job creation. In the nation, we're 37th. So economically, that's not good news for the governor or his policies. But obviously, right behind that are the John Doe investigations that are on hold right now, but being appealed. So if you're the governor, it's a 1-2 punch, and it's not good. Job growth is bad in Wisconsin. Compared to the rest of the Midwest and the nation. And then those headlines are scathing. And I think people are concerned about the John Doe investigations. If you just take a look back, I mean, even just coming into office before the recall, six people around him were charged with various campaign violations. So you're seeing a pattern coming out of the governor's campaign. And then for a prosecutor who's a Republican, who has said he has voted for the governor in the past, is accusing the governor of basically being the central figure of a criminal scheme involving collusion with independent expenditures. It hasn't been a good week for the governor. It hasn't been a good term. It hasn't been a good 3.5 years so far for him.
Let's take a listen to an excerpt of the web video that the Democratic Party released this week.
Wisconsin, 37th in job creation. Scott Walker, of course, ran as the guy who was going to create jobs in Wisconsin. But then
call a nationwide criminal scheme.
Criminal scheme.
A criminal scheme.
It's a criminal scheme.
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 He was part of coordinated fundraising with conservative groups in a nationwide, quote, criminal scheme.
This is the news that Scott Walker got today that made the terrible jobs news actually seem nice in comparison.
So the media did pick up on that criminal scheme phrase, didn't we?
Yeah, they did. But again, you just take a look back at what's going on since Governor Walker was sworn in when he won. And the track record is there. This isn't anything that has to be embellished by the Democrats. You know, you just focus on the economic numbers and the job numbers we have in Wisconsin, and it's not good. If you take a look at the governor's record outside of his economic policies and its investigation after investigation after investigation, and people very, very close to him have been charged. And, you know, again, you have a Republican prosecutor who is essentially accusing the governor of being, you know, the central figure in the latest John Doe investigation. So the record, again, for the governor isn't good at all. If you're out of work or you're putting together two or three part-time jobs to make up for a job that you lost a year or so ago. It's pretty frustrating. At the same time, what the governor does is rather than actually address the charges and address the poor economic numbers, he releases a commercial the very next day after those headlines going after Mary Burke, who has nothing to do with the John Doe probe. So, again, that tells me that the governor knows and his campaign knows that he's taking hits in his campaign, especially on top of the latest poll that was out by Marquette that showed it basically a toss-up right now, tied at 46-46. So rather than, again, deal with the economic situation in Wisconsin and try and fix policies that don't work, and rather than answer questions that reporters have about the accusations from the prosecutor, the governor goes after Mary Burke.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that ad from Governor Walker's campaign in just a moment. But I'm wondering if this web ad from the Democratic Party, is this a contradiction of Tate's assertion that voters don't care about John Doe?
I don't think so. I think, again, as I said at the top of the show, I think what's first and foremost in front of voters right now are the economic conditions in Wisconsin, and it's not good at all. And I think right behind that, people have to be concerned about what's going on with their governor, our governor being investigated as much as he has been. And again, six people who have been charged previous to the John Doe investigations, and charges may or may not be coming. You know, we don't know because you have a pretty conservative judge who stopped the investigations so far. So, again, it's a 1-2 punch. If you're the governor, you're in a tough spot right now, especially, you know, with the polls being the way they are right now. So what Mike said, again, I think is right in the fact that people are concerned about jobs. People are concerned about wages. People are concerned about Wisconsin lagging as badly as we are compared to the rest of the nation. But on top of that, you know, headline after headline after headline, you know, and the headlines are not good. They see Governor Walker's name in a headline with, you know, being the center of a criminal scheme. So you can rank them 1 or 2 or 2 or 1. It doesn't matter, but they're both pretty bad.
React to Governor Walker's statements following the headlines. Prosecutors allege he was at the center of a criminal scheme, but he says, you know, two judges shut down this investigation, said no laws were broken, and that, you know, that this is a partisan witch hunt, and that the media are willing participants in trying to, trying to hurt his political chances.
Well, first of all, I don't think the governor gives the people of Wisconsin or the media enough credit. We're not that stupid. We can certainly see past what the governor is trying to do here, and he's trying to deflect. He is very much in a defensive mode right now. It's not a partisan witch hunt at all. I mean, and collusion is a very serious charge. You know, just the idea that it isn't somebody around the governor. It's the governor directly involved, according to the prosecutor, who is alleging that the governor is basically raising money for independent expenditures and then telling them how to spend that. You can't do that. That's illegal in Wisconsin. Has been for a very, very long time. So rather than deal with the accusations and rather than being forthright and honest when being asked questions by the media, he goes after the media. He goes after the prosecutor, who was a supporter of his. So, again, to me, that's pretty obvious, and I think to the people around the state of Wisconsin, the voters, it's very obvious what he's trying to do here.
Yeah, what's your take on some blogs that are mentioning that it's the National Club for Growth, the conservative group involved in this John Doe investigation, that in essence is throwing Governor Walker under the bus because it wants campaign finance laws overturned in Wisconsin, and they believe that that this is going to happen.
Well, whether it happens or not really isn't the issue. The point is, when this was going on, it was illegal, and it collusion is still illegal, and it doesn't matter if a judge overturns these laws today. We're talking about a year or two ago, when it was illegal. So that being said, I think what Club for Growth is doing is they've been using Governor Walker all along at the expense of the rest of the voters here in Wisconsin. And if Governor Walker doesn't play, you know, ball with Club for Growth, they will, to use your term, throw him under the bus, which I think that Wall Street Journal editorial was a very loud message to the governor. Either you play ball or you're done. they'll try and find somebody else they can use. In the meantime, if you take a look at Club for Growth's agenda and how successful the governor has been with that agenda in Wisconsin at the expense of the Wisconsin economy, at the expense of jobs, at the expense of, you know, all sorts of other things, it's just too bad that the governor is basically, you know, saying, okay, I will, you know, play ball with Club for Growth at the expense of what's going on with Wisconsin's economy.
Well, coming up, we will take a listen to Governor Walker's campaign's new ad criticizing Mary Burke's record as Commerce Secretary for Governor Doyle. And we will welcome your thoughts and questions as we talk about John Doe and jobs during this edition of On the Campaign Trail. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. As a voter, what matters to you in this gubernatorial campaign? This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It is 20 minutes past 7 o'clock. We are talking with State Senator John Erpenbach during this half of On the Campaign Trail, talking with him about John Doe and jobs. Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate said this week that voters just don't really care about the ongoing John Doe investigation involving Governor Scott Walker. He says that voters are much more interested in who can fix the Wisconsin economy. Well, Senator Erpenbach says voters care about both, and we wonder what you care about. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, let's take a listen to Governor Walker's campaign ad that was recently released. He released a new ad criticizing Mary Burke, saying she supported bad economic policy during the Doyle administration and claimed that she would do the same as governor. Let's take a listen to that ad.
When Jim Doyle was governor and Mary Burke was commerce secretary, they gambled taxpayer money on dreadful policies, like billions in middle-class tax hikes on nursing home beds, gas, phones, and garbage, state budgets that created billions in deficits, and unemployment rates above the national average for the only time in 25 years. And Mary Burke came out saying, "I support Governor Doyle's positions entirely. Wisconsin can't afford to be dealt another bad hand by Mary Burke."
So, what's fair or unfair about that ad, John Erpenbach?
Well, my initial thought is the governor, Governor Walker, has absolutely no credibility when it comes to talking about economic policies. And again, this is produced and released the very next day after the governor, you know, went through a round of scathing headlines across the state dealing with being the center of a criminal scheme. That being said, if you take a look at history, economically, what was going on in the country was not good. Every state was having a very, very difficult time. Wisconsin certainly was not an exception in that particular situation. All that being said, if you take a look at what's going on around the rest of the Midwest, Minnesota has most of their, if not all their jobs back that they lost during the recession. Illinois is doing well. Michigan is doing well. Indiana, Ohio and Iowa are doing well. Wisconsin is not. We are 10 out of 10 states in the Midwest in job growth. So, again, what the governor is trying to do is he's trying to divert the attention of Wisconsin public away from those headlines about the criminal scheme and being the center of it, and also at the same time not addressing what's going on economically in Wisconsin and how bad we are doing. So rather than deal with those issues, which is what a leader should be doing, which is what the governor should be doing, I mean, Joy, any good leader, if it's not working, will recognize the fact that we need to do something different. And the governor isn't. He's just essentially doubling down on some bad economic policies and going after Mary Burke at the same time.
Yeah. So why, Senator Erpenbach, do you think Wisconsin is 10 out of 10 in job growth for the Midwestern states? What has Governor Walker's administration done that would account for that?
Well, it isn't so much what the administration has done, it's what the administration hasn't done. And it hasn't recognized that, or maybe it has, I don't know. But whatever it is that the governor has put forward, you know, whether it be tax breaks for corporations, whether it be some tax breaks for some wealthier people in Wisconsin, it's not working. Act 10, which the governor basically talked about how we need this in order for to spur job growth, hasn't, you know, created any jobs. So in the end, it's not what the governor has done, it's what he's not doing. And what he is not doing is coming up with ideas and policies that actually work to try and help the private sector create jobs.
Yeah, what would Mary Burke do that would be different?
Under job growth?
Yeah.
She's talked about the fact that we have a lot of good things going for us in Wisconsin, and we're not capitalizing on any of them. And creating an environment that actually encourages job growth and creating an environment that allows for entrepreneurs to get into small businesses, to start job growth, to capitalize on biotech that is, you know, about ready to hopefully really take off in Wisconsin. But again, when it comes to the fact that you take a look at what the governor has done versus what Mary Burke wants to do, we need to do something different, because what the governor is suggesting we do and what the governor has passed through the legislature is not working. And again, all you do is this isn't my job as a Democrat, obviously, is I support Mary Burke and I support her policies on all sorts of issues. But at the same time, recognize the fact that you just look at the numbers. We are 37th in the nation. We have a governor that is constantly under investigation. And if you're a business and you're looking to relocate, you take a look at the current political climate in Wisconsin, you take a look at what's going on in Wisconsin, and you think twice about coming there because you just don't know.
We have some calls for you. Debbie in Rice Lake is with us. Hi, Debbie.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What do you think?
I think that people aren't really concerned about the jobs issue, or excuse me, aren't really concerned about the probe into Scott Walker's illegal campaign connections. I think that they're willing to vote for him regardless, those people that are Scott Walker supporters. I think that, yes, the jobs issue is a concern, but I think there are a lot of issues out there that really the Democrats should be pressing. And that one particular issue that I find people angry with, and I'm angry with, is the seemingly careless about the environment attitude we've had in this state. We've really been, for such a pro-environment state, we have been like sold off here. I'm concerned about our water. I'm concerned about our other natural resources. There's when the GOP was trying to take away local control of whether or not a community can keep a corporate interest out because they're concerned the corporate interest is going to use their water or their resources in a careless way.
Debbie, we get it, and I thank you for the call. What do you think of what Debbie thinks, Senator Erpenbach?
Well, she brings up a really good point. What Debbie is talking about is essentially a policy that the governor's had and tried to push in Wisconsin where we are just going to take mining, for example. We're going to pass a bill. We're not going to do it the right way. We're not going to work with who we need to legally work with, that being the Army Corps of Engineers and the tribes, and we're just going to go ahead and pass something and promise all these jobs, knowing full well it's not going to happen because the way that the Republicans and the governor pushed that particular piece of legislation through just guaranteed that it's going to go to court. And then you have legislators and a governor talking about how, you know, government is too big and we need to get government out of your life. But at the same time, Debbie brings up a really good point, passing pieces of legislation that totally take away local control and put it in the hands of the state. And people shouldn't be surprised simply because if you take a look at one of Governor Walker's first appointments, the head of the DNR, you know, it doesn't have an environmental track record. She is a developer. And so that should tell you right there what the governor's priorities are when it comes to the environment. It's to develop as much as they possibly can.
Yeah. Well, you know, Debbie brought up the polarization in Wisconsin to some extent that Governor Walker's supporters are many of them Governor Walker supporters, and this isn't going to change their mind. There's just really a narrow swath of voters likely to be undecided at this point. I mean, how many voters are you really looking to convince at this point?
Three. No, I'm just kidding. but you're right, and Debbie's right. We are very polarized in Wisconsin, and the governor, basically with the introduction of Act 10 and some other pieces of legislation, wasn't, you know, he was pushing an agenda, but at the same time, subtly saying to Wisconsin, pick a side. And a good leader, a good governor, during bad times and good times, will try and lead by, you know, through consensus first. and go out and make his or her case as to why whatever particular policy issue they might be working on is important to the state. The governor didn't do that. The governor just basically said, this is the way it's going to be, whether you like it or not. As a result, we are very polarized. You know, again, family members can't talk about particular issues. Friendships have been lost over Wisconsin state government, believe it or not. And that starts at the top. You know, the tone, the tenor, everything, the debate starts at the top. And so there is a very narrow number of undecided voters out there. And then when you take a look at what they're concerned about the economy. They're concerned about jobs. They're concerned about the environment, and they're concerned about the headlines that their governor is constantly under investigation, and people close to him have been charged. So in the end, adding all of that up, that's why Governor Walker decides to go after Mary Burke, as opposed to really address these issues and answer questions that a lot of people have.
We appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with us.
All right, Joy.
John Erpenbach, Democratic State Senator from Middleton. Coming up after the news, we will get another perspective. We will talk with Vice Chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brian Schimming, about John Doe 2 and jobs, and wonder what issues voters really care about during this gubernatorial campaign. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Will the John Doe probe affect your vote for governor? Or are you keeping your eye on the economy? Is there something else entirely that will determine how you vote in the fall? Tell us what you as a voter care most about and why. In the gubernatorial campaign, if you support Governor Walker, why you stand by him in light of negative jobs numbers and John Doe allegations? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is now 7:37. We just heard from Democratic State Senator from Middleton, John Erpenbach, about what he calls a very bad week for Governor Walker. He says that voters do care very much about the latest job numbers, showing Wisconsin 37th in the nation in job creation and 10 out of 10 in the Midwest. He says they also care about the John Doe allegations, prosecutors' allegations that Governor Walker was involved in a criminal scheme during his 2012 recall campaign. Now we will get a different perspective, and we continue to welcome yours. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our next guest is Brian Schimming, Vice Chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thanks for being with us. So let's, what is your take on Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate this week said that voters really don't care about the John Doe probe, that they care about jobs. What do you say?
Well, the election with respect to Governor Walker, we've always said it's a question of whether the state is going to go forward or it's going to go backward. And so we're happy to take the governor's record now, unemployment down, actually very positive job news, unemployment down to 5.7% in Wisconsin. It had been 7.8 less than 4 years ago when he took over, and it had jumped over 9% under Governor Doyle and Mary Burke. So, I mean, where the state, without question, is moving in the right direction. I thought it was interesting that the Democrats are suddenly saying they're going to focus on the jobs issue, which, frankly, we're happy to have them focus on. We're happy to contrast the governor's record to Governor Doyle and Mary Burke's record. Listen, last Wednesday, week ago yesterday, I debated Mike Tate, the state chair of the Democratic Party at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee as part of a Woods Politics event. And he went on at some length about how they were going to focus on jobs and they weren't going to focus on John Doe. And they've said that in, whatever, three or four articles here in the last week in the Milwaukee Journal and the local papers and in the news. And yet their second ad of the campaign, which interestingly, good timing, was released just as this segment was announced, their second ad is all about the John Doe. So they keep saying they want to talk about jobs, but when it comes to action and what's actually happening from the Burke campaign and from the state Democratic Party, they keep talking about the John Doe. And so I find it very, very curious. But frankly, it follows a pattern of what they've done. They say they'll talk about one thing, and yet the advertising they put up talks about another.
Okay, well, I did play Governor Walker's campaign ad criticizing Mary Burke. Now we will play that we will play the ad that the Democratic Party released. It's a web video, and here's part of it.
Job numbers. Mixed reaction to the latest figures that have some concern.
It could really hurt him, you know, going into this first election.
And it's not like Wisconsin's economy is booming either. I mean,
Wisconsin, 37th in job creation. Scott Walker, of course, ran as the guy who was going to create jobs in Wisconsin. But then...
Call a nationwide criminal scheme.
A criminal scheme.
He was part of coordinated fundraising with conservative groups in a nationwide, quote, criminal scheme.
This is the news that Scott Walker got today that made the terrible jobs news actually seem nice in comparison.
So that's got to hurt Brian Schimming?
I tell you what, I don't think it hurts. I think what it does is shows the desperation on the other side of where this campaign is going. They keep saying publicly in events like I did last Wednesday, and I heard Senator Urbanbach earlier, who kept saying they were going to focus on jobs, but then kept talking about the John Doe. So I think this tells us something about where the campaign goes. But the ad, to be honest with you, it doesn't surprise me, because when you look at how they started the campaign, and I pointed this out in my debate with Mike Tate at UW-Milwaukee last Wednesday, look at how they started the campaign here. And that is, they put out a paid television advertisement from the Burke campaign about the issue of Wisconsin's unemployment rate, and the ad had a flat-out certifiable pants-on-fire lie, which was that Wisconsin's unemployment rate was bigger than it was before Scott Walker took office. Well, of course, it's lower. In fact, it's much lower now, down to 5.7% unemployment. It was 7.8% when he took over. We're still well below the national average. The trend line is that our unemployment is going down. Well, it took the Milwaukee Journal's pants on PolitiFact that gave that ad, Mary Burke's very first ad, a pants on fire rating, and she was forced to admit in a WisPolitics luncheon interview that the ad was incorrect. So their first ad comes out and tries to mislead people on the governor's record on jobs. Now this ad comes out, to me, from with my political hat on, that's desperation. Yeah. To me, that's desperation when they're willing to mislead people repeatedly, and then at the same time, you know, put out news releases saying, well, we're going to focus on jobs.
Well, Brian Schimming, briefly on the unemployment rate, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's certainly better that it's down rather than up, but it also reflects that people are giving up because they can't find a job.
Well, First of all, if that is indeed the case, it's more a function of the national situation. Not only did Governor Walker inherit a bad situation from Governor Doyle and Mary Burke, he also, of course, inherited a very, very bad situation nationally, which we found out this week is worse than was originally reported. Originally, it was reported the first quarter of this year was a 1% growth rate. Turns out it was minus 2.9. So Governor Walker has had to deal with this situation, a very, very tough economy. And, of course, Wisconsin, you know, we always say Wisconsin is historically it's been slower to go into a recession and slower to pull out of it. But we're making terrific, terrific progress in this state. The numbers, not only do the trend lines on the numbers show it with respect to unemployment, now down to 5.7. It's the lowest since 2008. It's the 10th consecutive month that our unemployment rate has decreased. But you look, Manpower Group rating out here early this week, two consecutive quarters, Wisconsin employers have an extremely positive outlook for expansion. 28% of employers expecting to hire more staff from July to September of this year. And Wisconsin now climbed from 41st to 14th in CEO Magazine's best and worst states to do business. So the trend lines are very, very good. I was curious to hear my old friend Senator Erpenbach referring to Illinois as being a state that's in better shape than we are, when the unemployment rate in Illinois is almost two full points higher than Wisconsin.
I
think if the Democrats want to spend their time talking about Wisconsin to other states, we'll take some of those comparisons and see if they buy all of them. Because I suspect that they will be talking a lot less about it after that.
What's your explanation for the 10 out of 10 in the Midwest for job growth in the latest numbers?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, all the states, and particularly a heavy manufacturing state like Wisconsin, has suffered more than some other states in the Midwest, number one, and manufacturing tends to be a little bit slower to pick up. But I will say that manufacturing is picking up in Wisconsin. Mary Burke dismissed that point, that manufacturing was a key part of our economy. She literally dismissed it openly a couple of weeks back. But everything is coming back in Wisconsin. The trend lines are very, very good. The surveys, very, very good. So I perhaps Senator Erpenbach and his fellow Democrats in the Senate caucus spent a little bit too much time in Illinois. But if you look at all the other trend lines in Wisconsin, they're all going in the right direction, and we see it literally every month as the numbers come out.
Mm-hmm. Is it fair to link Mary Burke to Governor Doyle's economic numbers when those numbers were affected by the Great Recession?
Well, let me say this about Mary Burke. I mentioned in the debate at UWM last week, I would think, you know, look, Mary Burke is the one who, number one, worked for Governor Doyle, was an early supporter of Governor Doyle, and said that it was Mary Burke, in fact, that the one that said that Governor Doyle's last budget was a fiscally responsible budget, when it put us $5.4 billion in the hole. She said that she supported the governor's policies entirely, not partially, or, oh, I really support my governor, or whatever. She supported them entirely. So really, the truth of the matter is, Mary Burke wedded herself to Governor Doyle, not only by working for him, but publicly supporting the job-killing policies that we had out of that administration. So if Mary Burke is tied to Governor Doyle and his record, she's the one who tied herself to him.
Yeah. Is Governor Walker running against Governor Doyle or Mary Burke?
Well, listen, I think for any incumbent, and you know, whenever you have an incumbent up for re-election, of course, we've been through a recall here as well, as you well know. Any incumbent, but particularly with Governor Walker, was dealt a particularly bad hand. I would argue a worse hand than some of the states in the Midwest, because he inherited a $3.6 billion budget deficit. We had billions of dollars in tax increases under Governor Doyle. We had moved over $2 billion worth of segregated account money for other spending in the state. We had raided the transportation fund for hundreds of millions of dollars to pay for other programs. So it really was about as worst case a scenario as a governor could inherit. So I think it's an important question as we go into this campaign, where the state was when Scott Walker took over, what it was that he had to clean up, and how we go forward. And after, under this governor, $2 billion in tax cuts, we eliminated the deficit. The jobs numbers are heading in the right direction, now down well below the national average. Hundreds of millions of dollars in job training monies to prepare our workforce for the future. I think it's fair to say, you know, and of course we litigated some of these issues in the recall. I would mention that too, is that, you know, we look at Wisconsin, and Wisconsin compared to other states, we're the only state in the Midwest that had to go through a year and a half of the opposition party in the legislature just opposing whatever the governor wanted to do and running the state through a recall election. I think the governor made a good point then, and as I talk to people in other states, I don't think it was helpful to go through a recall election. Senator Erpenbach mentioned something about people looking at our political situation in Wisconsin. Well, you know what? It wasn't the governor and the Republicans who ran off to Illinois or who brought protests down on the state. I mean, the governor and the Republicans didn't do all that. The opposition party did that. And yet today they don't seem to want to take responsibility for it.
We are talking with Brian Schimming. He is vice chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, talking with him about the latest developments in the gubernatorial race. We are on the campaign trail talking about John Doe and jobs. Governor Walker's campaign put out an ad slamming Mary Burke for her record as Governor Doyle's Commerce Secretary. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party released a web video this week that slams Governor Walker on jobs and the criminal scheme allegations from the newly released John Doe documents. So what issue are you following the most on the campaign trail? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, and we are on the campaign trail, talking with Brian Schimming, vice chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. And to your calls now, John in Windsor is with us. Hello, John.
Hi. You know, my issue with the probe is not necessarily the probe. My issue is the honesty of the governor. And if there is stuff that's coming out here, what other stuff is he hiding? What other stuff is he not telling us about? So, for instance, you know, Richard Nixon once said, the American people need to know that their president is not a crook. And the Wisconsin people know that their governor is not a liar, and that, you know, he's actually talking about the fact that we've got a $1 billion deficit coming up, the fact that there are teachers leaving the state because of his actions, good teachers. And, yeah, maybe we have a few more jobs in the restaurant business and manufacturing, but we're not working on technology jobs. He's just not doing anything. And, you know, that's an issue. And
we have to limit you to just a couple of issues there. And Brian Schimming, pick up on John saying that John Doe doesn't bother him so much, but Wisconsinites need to know that their governor is honest and not lying to them.
Well, I'll say this to John's point. Look, I think the law and the truth matter. And the truth of the matter is, for all of the Democratic Party talking about the John Doe while insisting that they're not talking about the John Doe somehow, this now has been examined by both a state and federal judges. And the state judge dismissed this little language that came out and was so much part of a news story here in the last week. The state judge dismissed that completely. And a federal judge has also dismissed it. So at some point, I think, you know, all this business about the John Doe last week was, the Democratic Party is doing a good job ginning this thing up. But I will tell you, judges and the law matter. And the judge, they have lost, the prosecutors have lost at almost every turn. And they certainly have lost in front of judges whose job it is to apply the law. So I don't, you know, I suppose for them, they want to spend their money trying to gin it all up again. But the governor's focused on jobs, and the governor's focused on preparing the state for the future. In fact, you see that. You saw that in the budget with the governor's Fast Forward initiative and the workforce development planning and additional funding for the technical college system and for K-12 education and job centers. And you really see him focusing on getting jobs into Wisconsin and making sure Wisconsin government is working to do that. So that's what he's trying to focus on. I guess his political opponents want to spend their time focusing on other things. We're going to be talking about whether the state is going to go forward under Governor Walker or backward under Mary Burke and her experience under Jim Doyle, which was not good. And we think that record matters as well.
Very briefly, you can't say the John Doe case is over, though, when it's under appeal and it's not over.
Well, it's under appeal, but at the point that we're at, I mean, I noted to this group last week that, again, both state and federal judges, I mean, you can appeal issues clear to the Supreme Court, I suppose, if you want to. So it's always easy to, you know, for some to say, well, gosh, it's really open because, you know, something else may happen. But two things, state and federal, both independent state and federal judges, A, ruled against the prosecutors, but B, did so in crystal clear language. These were not close call judgments by the judge or by either of the judges, I should add. It wasn't even close. I mean, it was very, very definitive language in both cases. So to the extent that anything else would happen along that line, it seems as though you've got partisan prosecutors and other folks that want to continue that. The governor wants to talk about jobs and about moving the state forward. And
let me bring in another caller about jobs. Ruth in Madison, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, when Walker was elected, first elected, and Illinois elected a Democrat, and I know you touched on this a little bit, and Governor Walker said that we could have side-by-side comparisons, you know, because somebody said, what do you think about that? He said, good, we can have a head-to-head comparison about whose policies work better. Now, had there been no recall, we probably would have had unfettered Republicanism like what Michigan got and had the emergency financial managers appointed everywhere, EFMs is what the people call them, EFMs. And, you know, so at least the recall put a little bit of a fetter on Scott Walker. But, you know, I just don't agree with what you're saying here, that Illinois, because they're behind us in job creation, because they're behind us in unemployment, where did they start? Did they start behind us in unemployment too? Did they do better than us? Or are they still just behind us? You know, what's the deal there?
Well, what I would tell you is I don't think anyone wants to hold Illinois out as an example. Senator Erpenbach said Illinois is doing well. Illinois is not doing well. Their unemployment rate is almost fully 2 points over Wisconsin's. We see all the media here because we're so close to Illinois with their retirement fund, with the state's debt. They're closing down facilities constantly. Illinois is still a basket case. With respect to Michigan, with these emergency financial managers, I don't think we want to be like Detroit. I give the governor of Michigan credit for moving ahead doing something about Detroit, which is the biggest basket case in the country right now. So the governor looked at this and said, look, how do we get to a point where we eliminate this $3.6 billion budget deficit, we bring tax relief to people every year, we increase jobs in the state, which we're doing. We're now in the 10th straight month of dropping unemployment rates well below the national average here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's heading in the right direction. If Mary Burke, with all due respect to her, feel as though Jim Doyle's efforts at bringing jobs to Wisconsin, which were an abysmal failure, if she believes, and she does, because she said she agreed with this program entirely, if that's the contrast to the election, I feel sorry for her campaign.
We got to leave it there, Brian. Thanks very much for being with us. Brian Schimming, Vice Chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. In our first half hour, we heard from Democratic State Senator from Middleton, John Erpenbach, on the campaign trail, talking about some of the latest developments in the race for governor in the state of Wisconsin. Thanks to Christy Taylor, to Cynthia Schuster, and to Robin Cherry for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.